Good afternoon. My name is Chandra, and I will be your conference operator today. At this time, I would like to welcome everyone to the Premier Advisor Live Series conference call. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. I would now like to turn the call over to your host, Ms. Gina Pugliese, Vice President, Premier Safety Institute. Ms. Pugliese, you may begin, ma'am.
Thank you, Chandra, and good afternoon from Charlotte, and welcome to Premier's Advisor Live Series. And today's conference call is on Leadership for Social Responsibility and Energy Conservation, Net Significant Cost Savings. I just have a few quick announcements before I introduce our speakers today from Catholic Healthcare West. This conference is being recorded, and it's going to be posted on our Advisor Live website 24 hours after the call, and that website is premierinc.com/advisorlive. On that website, you'll also find the slides that are being used today if you prefer to download them and follow along, or you can follow along at the link and as they're advanced. There's also a case study from Catholic Healthcare West on that website with the slides. That case study is being updated, and there'll be a new one posted in the next couple of weeks with additional and updated information. After today's presentation, our operator is going to tell us about how to register questions, and then you can submit them on your telephone. And after the call, you will receive an email from us that will tell you how to access the materials from the call, including the audio file, and it will also have a link to a very brief survey about our program. And we would certainly appreciate if you would give us your comments about the program and any suggestions that you have for future programs. So let me introduce our speakers, and then I'm going to turn it over to them. Our first speaker this afternoon will be Jeff Land, and Jeff is the Vice President of Corporate Real Estate at Catholic Healthcare West. And Catholic Healthcare West is the largest nonprofit healthcare provider in California. They have 41 hospital campuses located in California, Nevada, and Arizona. And Jeff's responsible for providing leadership in the areas of real estate strategy, acquisition, disposition, joint ventures, energy utilization, and major capital construction for their 16 million square foot portfolio. And Jeff has over 30 years of experience in real estate and brokerage and construction, as well as performance improvement experience. So he comes today with a broad knowledge of this topic. David Jones is our second speaker, and he is the Manager of Utility Services for Catholic Healthcare West. He's a certified energy manager and building commissioning agent. He's had 25 years' experience in hospital facilities operations and management, and right now he's focusing on the supply and demand side of the program implementation at Catholic Healthcare West and leads their system-wide infrastructure program, also their energy auditing program, and that includes all the measurement and verification and all the energy efficiency from operations adjustments. He also coordinates the California Climate Action Registry, and we are absolutely delighted and appreciative that Jeff and David could join us today. And I would like to turn the call over to our faculty.
Thanks, Gina. This is Jeff Land. I wanted to perhaps start by sharing with you the title that we chose for this presentation, A Journey Towards Sustainability. For Catholic Healthcare West, which is now only founded in 1986, so really just 23 years old at this point, is a relatively young organization, but our founders go back well over 100 years. CHW was founded by women religious, these groups of nuns who came together to contribute not just their assets, their healthcare assets, but also a philosophy of operation and a motivation for how to run a healing ministry. In all of their cases, and many have been added, we now have six of these sponsoring congregations within Catholic Healthcare West. Each of them bring a foundation of believing that there is an interdependence between human health and the environment in which we live. The idea that polluting our air, water, and soil have serious consequences to the health of the population. And we believe that by making sure that we participate in improving that environment, that we also are then advocating for the poor and for those who cannot speak for themselves by improving the environment in which they live, and therefore improving the health of everyone that we come in contact with and everyone in our communities. Well, I guess that sort of thinking is what drove many of the policies that that you're going to see and hear about, believing that we need to not just build the right project, but build it right and be concerned about its impact, its imprint on the earth, and the kind of pollution and the kind of impact it will have on our natural resources. Could I get the first click? Well, just very briefly, Catholic Healthcare West, just to take a quick snapshot, is the largest not-for-profit system in California, and we have 41 hospitals spread across three states. Of note here is that our community benefit and care to the poor in the fiscal year 1 year ago, which was FY08 for us, was $967 million. Much of what we do there, it's free and subsidized health care, but it is also involvement in communities to create better lives by impacting everything from health care to education to loans for microbusinesses to many other things, including care for the environment and advocating for it. So for us, the issue of sustainability runs very deep. And it comes hand in hand with changing the healing environment and improving outcomes as a result of that. So I'm going to ask David Jones to walk you through many of the slides. Will just help to paint a picture of some of the things we have done. But clearly what you will see here is we're not done by any stretch of the imagination. We really are just in the middle of a journey that will take many, many decades to come before we will feel like we are actually keeping up with the changes that are coming at all of us, and improvements in technology, improvements in how to make sure we're stewarding the Earth's assets as well as we can. So at the end of the program, I know G-Note has set aside some time for us to have a dialogue and to deal with questions that might come up. I really want to encourage you to ask anything on your mind at that time. In the meantime, David, would you take it from here?
Yes. Thank you, Jeff. I thought it was appropriate to begin a discussion about sustainability by looking and understanding the broadness of a definition of sustainability. I chose to find this out of Wikipedia, and really it's the capacity to endure, and more importantly, it is the dependence on well-being of the natural world and the responsible use of natural resources. Essentially what this is saying is that everyone plays a role in sustainability, not just healthcare and not just Catholic Healthcare West. Next. Our president and CEO, Lloyd Dean's commitment and the entire organization's commitment to sustainability is very simple. Our first and primary goal is for treatment and patient care, but we understand there are critical issues facing our country and our planet and the issue of global warming and climate change. That's our linkage between our primary care of patient care and our commitment to sustainability. Next. CHW has a variety of sustainability programs, things such as food and waste programs, recycle, reuse, reduce, electronic waste, how we handle that electronic waste. It's not just put in the garbage, it's recycle, reused through Redemtech and others. And then we have waste segregation programs, segregation at the source. So these are the various programs, sustainability programs, that we have within the organization. Next. This next slide here shows really from 1996 to 2007 in some of the environmental actions that CHW has been a part in, beginning with in 1996, the CHW Summit initiates an action on the series, which is Coalition for Environmentally Responsible Economies and Principles. In 1997, we joined Healthcare Without Harm to our commitment to reduce and eliminate the toxicity in the waste stream. In 1999, we did a system-wide energy audit evaluating and looking at fluorescent lights throughout the system to determine where we could do replacements or refurbishments. 2002, we had a board approval for a mercury elimination policy. In 2005, we joined as a test California Climate Action Registry, where for the first couple of years, we took two individual facilities and reported carbon dioxide generated from natural gas, electricity, fuel oil for our emergency generators, and automobile gas used in our fleet vehicles. In 2007, we began reporting system-wide all of our emissions in the area of carbon dioxide. So as you can see from this slide, that we've done a lot of things, but as Jeff mentioned earlier, we have a long ways to go, and we're making strides that direction. Next. This is a very famous quote by Winston Churchill. "We shape our buildings, thereafter our buildings shape us." In other words, what we do in our buildings during design, what we do in our buildings during construction, impacts the environment from that point forward. Things such as siting, things such as the energy intensity of the building, equipment that we use in the building, all play a role. CHW has a policy, we call it 3.11, which is our sustainability policy, essentially saying that we recognize the relationships between human health and their impact on the environmental conditions, including building siting, design and construction, and environmental protection and conservation. Further, CHW will incorporate, where feasible, natural and renewable energy flows. This could be things like power purchase agreements for photovoltaics. It could be power purchase agreements for landfill gas type cogeneration systems or other sustainable efforts. And overall, CHW will strive to integrate sustainable design, operations, and maintenance practices in buildings, rebuilding, and retrofitting buildings. And we have a couple of case studies at the end of this, or near the end of this PowerPoint presentation today, that I think you'll find very interesting. Next. As Jeff mentioned earlier, it's important to build the project, but it's important to build the right project. To do that, we have a project delivery model for all projects with a capital spend greater than $5 million. And essentially, when we build the project, we want to make sure that it endures for the life of the building, as well as we're building it for what our projected needs are and our patient treatment and flows. So we have system-wide guidelines for planning, design, and construction processes that take into account sustainability and the healing environment. We have a preferred provider network, which employs a class of architects, best-of-class architects and contractors. And then we have distinct project reviews with project sponsors, where we take into account and we evaluate what's been done, both from a building perspective as well as from an environmental perspective. Next. As mentioned earlier, CHW's primary mission is the treatment of patients and to make sure that those patients that come in or through our doors are being able to be treated. And CHW promotes spirituality in the lives of its co-workers and works in the organization. We have chapels in each of the designated spaces for reflection, prayers, and worship. And each of the facilities create an environment conducive to healing in the design of internal and external space. And that's done through use of gardens, art, music, private spaces. Next. CHW sustainability initiatives. Impact to building design. This takes into account the siting. This takes into account the landscaping. It takes into account the equipment that we're going to be using in the building. material and equipment procurement. This takes into account what we have in our buildings, the mechanical, electrical, plumbing equipment, as well as carpeting, as well as finishes. Recycling and waste reduction. What do we do with all of the waste that's generated from a facility that we're adding on to? And how do we make sure that we're recycling that waste and then documenting the results? Energy and water conservation. Renewable energy sources, photovoltaics, or other renewable technologies. And then measurement and reporting, very, very critical to understand what we're doing and what the results of what we're doing. Next. This is a PowerPoint slide graph that basically shows 6 months of recycling at a brand new greenfield facility in Merced, California. The stacked bars represent the total waste that's generated in tons during each one of the months, January through June of 2008. The blue section of the bar is the recycled tonnage, and the red section of the bar is the landfill tonnage. So you can see month after month, with the exception of June 2008, we've recycled the majority of the total tons that have been generated from that replacement hospital. Next. Energy intensity, one of my favorite subjects. What we have here is we have a bar graph here that shows the energy intensity in kBTUs per square foot per year. What this represents is the conversion of electricity and natural gas into BTUs divided by square foot over a one-year period. So you can see the energy intensity by business sector for six different businesses: food service, healthcare, food sales, retail mall, lodging, and education. And this information is taken directly from an arm of Department of Energy called the Commercial Building Energy Consumption Survey. And as you can see, healthcare is at 228.9 kBTU per square foot per year. So they're the second most energy-intensive business sector. Next. However, if you look at total consumption of electricity, you can see that healthcare inpatient and healthcare outpatient represents approximately 8% of the total electric consumed. When I mentioned earlier that everyone plays a role in sustainability, this is exactly what I'm trying to point out here, is that certainly we understand that we play a role in that, and other people understand as well. Next. CHW has four primary energy programs. The first one is operational energy efficiency. This is essentially taking what is currently in the building and making sure that it operates in the most energy efficient manner. This takes into account of replacement or rebuilding of leaking steam traps, making sure that the chiller is running at a set point that's conducive to patient care throughout the entire building, making sure that air handlers and chillers are operating together and not independently. So this is basically making the building operate as a system as opposed to individual components. Energy retrofit programs. This is replacement of aged infrastructure with energy efficient equipment. And essentially what we do here is that we have an entire list that's developed at the facility level of equipment, specifically mechanical, electrical, plumbing, that's getting near the end of its useful life or needs to be replaced. This is the time to replace the equipment with more energy efficient equipment. Self-generation. We have a number of cogeneration systems throughout the system. They range anywhere in size from 655 kW all the way up to 2.1 megawatt. All of the systems in all of the cogeneration systems within CHW, with the exception of one, are multiple engine units, and all of them collect and reuse the waste heat that's collected from the block and from the exhaust. waste heat recoveries are typically around 70%, greater than or equal to 70%. So you input one therm of natural gas to drive the engine, 0.7 therms comes back in the waste heat. Renewable energy programs. These are programs by definition that are renewable in nature, including alternative fuel, methane gas for electric generation, hot water and steam, solar photovoltaic, and solar hot water. Next. Energy program environmental successes. We look at energy conservation projects from two different perspectives. First one is, what is the energy project delivering financially? And second, what is the energy project showing from an environmental perspective? This slide here represents the 15 major energy conservation projects that have been done since 2003. Electricity has been reduced by 24.5 million kWh, natural gas by 1.6 million therms, and water by 26.5 million gallons. Then we look at the equivalencies of what that means in terms of metric tons of CO2 or power to supply or serve single-family residents or gallons of gasoline. And these electricity and natural gas reductions amount to 21,000 metric tons being reduced, equivalent to 2,200 single-family residents, and 2.5 million gallons of gasoline, or 62.5 million gallons at 25 miles per gallon, or 4,160 automobiles at 15,000 miles a year. So this begins to show the environmental perspective of energy conservation. Now, financial success of those same projects. Next. 29.4 million project cost. Zero was funded through CHW. All of this is third-party financed energy conservation projects. Gross savings, $6.3 million a year. Net savings, $1.9 million. That's a 4.7-year simple payback, and $3.6 million were received in rebates and incentives for the various projects that we did, whether they be HVAC projects, self-generation projects, boiler projects, chiller projects. This is the sum of the rebates that we've received. What is that worth, and why put this at a higher priority than other things? Well, $1.9 million, which is the net savings, at a 2.1% operating margin, is $90.5 million in patient revenue. Next. Case study number one. This is an operational energy program, which is the first phase of the energy program within CHW. This, again, is making sure that the existing equipment is functioning as a system and not as individual components. California Hospital Medical Center, project scope, airflow improvements, and this was fixing and replacing of some variable frequency drives, repair and replace leaking steam traps, expansion of the building automation system to control pieces of equipment that previously had not been controlled, the decision of chiller staging of whether to use electric centrifugal chiller or a steam absorber. Air and water side reset strategies. This is essentially, are we overcooling the air only to heat it up down below at the room level? Project savings on an annual basis, 1.2 million kWh on the electric side. Natural gas, 360,000 therms. CO2 equivalency, 2,300 metric tons, and equivalency in terms of automobiles being off the road at 15,000 miles per year, 460. Next. This next slide represents the four-year consumption of natural gas and electricity converted to therms. And you can see month after month the reduction, specifically for fiscal year 2009, which are represented on the light blue graphs, or excuse me, light blue bars. Next. Case study number two, methane gas generation project at Marion Medical Center. This project started out to be a developer who actually came to the facility and wanted to explore the opportunity to use landfill gas from a nearby landfill to produce electricity. The city of Santa Maria, which is the owner of the landfill, previously had just been flaring the methane gas or the landfill gas. The project scope at this site, a 1.05 megawatt methane gas generator, electrical distribution upgrade to 12,600 volts, repair and replace of steam traps, expand building automation system to C, the cogeneration system, and there's a waste heat recovery potential, which currently is not in place on this. So currently, because this is using renewable fuel, it's still considered to be a renewable project. Results, 70-plus percent electrical offset. So 70% or more of the electricity from the facilities being generated from a renewable source. 94% uptime, electric reduced from the electric grid, 7.2 million kilowatt hours. Equivalency in carbon dioxide, 2,630 metric tons. And the equivalency in terms of cars, 510 at 15,000 miles a year. So I think you can begin to see how we take and we look at the financial benefit of the projects and then also add in the environmental benefits of each of the projects. Next. This slide shows the monthly kilowatt hours that are being purchased from the utility. So what this is, what this shows is not the total electric consumption, but the amount of electric consumption that's being purchased that's non-renewable by definition. Next. CHW is about 6 months in on an evaluation of photovoltaic and the opportunities around a power purchase agreement at all of our sites. We're taking a look at available space. We're taking a look at the size of the system, the electrical distribution, and most importantly, the rate structure or tariff that the individual facilities are on. This here, case study number three, is simply an analysis that we did for St. John Regional Medical Center. The PPA, or Power Purchase Agreement Overview, is a 675-kilowatt ground-mounted solar tracker. Now, this is kilowatt AC, so we've converted the typical Power Purchase Agreement over to AC. So this analysis here looks at taking 675 kilowatts away from the electric grid. Zero capital cost to CHW, a 20-year contract term. Solar incentives reduces the third-party capital costs, and renewable energy credits flow to the third party. Estimated savings, $43,000 for the first year. 1.6 million kilowatt hours produced green, which represents 9.3% of fiscal year 9's electric consumption at St. John Regional. Equivalency in CO2, 580 metric tons. Equivalency in cars, 110. Again, we look at the financial benefit and we add in the environmental benefit on all of our projects. Next, CHW's path forward. More can be done. As Jeff mentioned, our environmental effort is a lengthy one, just like everyone else's will be. We need to replace aged mechanical equipment and electrical equipment. We need to continue with operational energy efficiency programs, and we have 100% hospital participation at facilities that are consuming more energy than CBEC's benchmark for an acute care facility in the geographic area where that facility resides. Our savings target from that participation in operational efficiency programs, $5 million a year. Self-generation opportunities. Still looking at cogeneration opportunities. Now the target or the bogey's 70% waste heat recovery, whereas the requirement earlier was only 60%. Renewable energy sources. Evaluating and understanding the economic and environmental benefit associated with photovoltaics, solar hot water, and fuel cell technology. Next. Challenges to the renewable projects. Immediate issues are high costs for implementation. Some of the incentives that are underneath the American Reinvestment and Recovery Act are not we're not eligible for as a 501c3. Financing is much harder to get these days than several years ago. And the California Solar Initiative incentives, CSI, have decreased by 35% in the PG&E service territory this year. Value proposition and what we're looking for? A 20-year power purchase agreement at a 5% discount from today's electric rate without an annual escalator. Next. Renewable sources and the stimulus bill, opportunities for energy efficiency and block grant programs, either through federal, state, local governments. State energy programs where much of the grant dollars from the federal were diverted. Tax incentives and credits, and accelerated depreciation specifically around the area of renewable technologies, again, fuel cell, solar, hot water, and solar photovoltaic. Next. Aside from the graphs that show the benefit associated with energy conservation, how do we track, how does Catholic Healthcare West track it in terms of greenhouse gases? Well, we participate in California Climate Action Registry, and we report for the first 3 years, we've reported carbon dioxide only for the fuels of natural gas, electricity, propane at one campus, automobile gas, and fuel oil. We report carbon dioxide by emissions. We're the first, proud to say, the first California healthcare system to report, and this is our third reporting year where we've reported for all CHW facilities. And this is the first year for calendar year 2008 that we believe that we're going to be able to be certified for our emissions. Next. California Climate Action Registry generates an emissions report. And so what I've done is I've taken a sample hospital on this slide here. It's located in California. And the electric use is 1,400 kilowatt hours per year. Natural gas consumption is 55,000 MMBTUs. Fuel oil use is 3,000 gallons. And automobiles, there's four each driven approximately 10,000 miles a year and averaging 20 miles per gallon. What this slide shows is exactly what the Climate Action Registry would use to determine your metric tons of CO2 output. The calculations here are underneath that, and I've written them out here. There's 14 million kWh times the pounds per kilowatt hour, and these pounds per kilowatt hour are specific for this geographic area within California, and then divided by the number of metric pounds per metric ton. That equates to 5,100 metric tons. The same thing for natural gas, the same thing for fuel oil, the same thing for automobile gas. The total CO2 at this facility is 8,059 metric tons. Next. This next slide now takes this same facility and says, what would it be? What would the energy consumption look like? What would be the financial benefit of reducing the energy consumption in that building from where it currently is to the Department of Energy average? So I have the campus size, the energy consumption, for this facility, actually, I'm sorry, this is for a CHW average, is 258.6, and the Department of Energy average is 228.9. The delta between the two is 29.7. The cost savings for this project are $215,000, electric reduction 1.5 million kWh, and natural gas reduction 5,300 MMBTUs. That reduction amounts to 827 metric tons, which again is equivalent to 97,000 gallons of gas, 2.4 million miles at 25 miles per gallon, and 160 cars at 15,000 miles removed from the road. So again, the cost savings, the environmental benefit. Next. Sustainability Balancing Act. I think it's one of my favorite graphs here because the Balancing Act is really what is the overlap between social responsibility, environmental responsibility, and economic viability. And so as you see, the overlap between these three circles are sustainability. Next. Sustainability is a system-wide effort. It requires executive commitment, the need to memorialize the system's commitment, communicate and share what works across facilities and across systems, use of supply chain sourcing and compliance, and screen vendors for demonstrated sustainability. Empower your hospital staff, appoint champions, track and trend data through the California Climate Action Registry or self-produced graphs or some way to validate what you are doing is making a difference. Evaluate additional opportunities and evaluate those on a financial and on an environmental basis. Celebrate successes and host internal and external conferences to further the learning in the area of sustainability. Thank you.
Thank you, David and Jeff. That concludes our formal presentation. I just have a couple of announcements before I turn it over to our operator to give you instructions on asking questions. We have a website for our energy program, which is called Sphere, and it's premierinc.com/sphere, which has a lot of tools and resources on energy management, energy purchasing. We also have a reverse auction program to help our hospitals save money in energy purchasing, and we've been able to save our hospitals nearly $3 million in their energy procurement. And if you're located in a state that is deregulated for electricity or gas, you'll be interested in our program and purchasing energy through that program. We also have a number of audio conferences that we've already had that are on our website at premierinc.com/forum. And you'll find audio files and case studies on some very exciting energy management programs from Peace Health and from Geisinger. And please go there and take a look at those programs and download some of the materials that go with them. And lastly, we have a website called Green Corner, which has about 90 case studies on a variety of topics, including medical donations, environment of care, food, waste, chemicals, computers, water, and it's at premierinc.com/Green Corner. And on that website, we have also featured Catholic Healthcare West under the section called Leadership, and it summarizes some of the absolutely incredible things that Catholic Healthcare West is doing across all of their 41 hospitals with some examples of some exciting things that each of the hospitals have been doing in the area of sustainability. And a link to the Catholic Healthcare website annual report from 2008, which details all of the things that they've been doing, including their work on energy. So I just wanted to alert you that those resources are available. Our energy program at premierinc.com/sphere, our information on past programs on energy, audio conferences at at premierinc.com/sphere, and I'm sorry, our energy program is /sphere. Our audio conferences is /forum as part of this energy leadership forum, and our case studies on premierinc.com/green corner. Lots of websites, and hopefully those virtual URLs will help you find that information. I'd like to ask the operators now if they would please instruct our conference participants on how to register a question. Is Chandra there?
Oh, yes, ma'am. Hold on. I'm sorry. If you would like to ask a question, you may do so by pressing *1 on your telephone keypad. Once again, that is *1 if you would like to ask a question. And
perhaps,
I'm sorry.
I was going to say perhaps while we're waiting, I would underscore some of what David was explaining about the program that we have. If you were done, Chandra, I didn't.
Your first question comes from the line of Hubert Murray.
Yeah. I actually typed it up on the board as well. It's be interested in knowing what the cost is of collecting the data from each of your facilities, and also whether the California Climate Action Registry complies with the WRI standards, the international standards for measuring carbon footprint.
The cost for collecting the data, there's several components. The first one is there's a membership fee associated, and that depends on the size of your organization. And then the cost of collecting the data is, at this point for CHW, it is electric invoices that we, and natural gas invoices that we get on a quarterly basis. And then we populate those into an online reporting tool that California Climate Action Registry has called CARET. We look to the individual facility managers for the automobile gas, the fuel oil, and in one of our facilities, propane. And then we populate that into the online reporting tool called CARET.
How do you spell that? Or?
CARET?
Yeah.
CARROT. But it's easier to pull up. It's easier to look on the website called California Climate Action Registry.
Yep, okay. Mm-hmm.
And then it'll point you to CARET, and it actually has a picture of a carrot, so you can't go wrong there.
Right, good.
And then the other question I'm looking on the screen is the WRI standards.
Yeah.
I believe it does, but I would want to get back with you for sure. California Climate Action Registry is actually joining with another group. And so that it's more nationally recognized.
Mm.
And so, but I know the earlier standards, the 3.1, did comply with WRI international standards, and I know that there are some participants that are California Climate Action Registry participants that have international facilities.
Right.
And they report internationally as opposed to locally or nationwide.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Sure.
Your next question comes from the line of Sarah McNally.
Hi, Ashley. Walt Dubois will be asking the question.
Hi, David. Walt Dubois here.
Hi, Walt.
Quick question. I noticed we have a number of projects in California, solar, both thermal and photovoltaic. And I've looked at it here in Phoenix, and it becomes a hurdle to overcome the simple ROI on these projects. Is California so much more favorable because of the electrical prices, first of all, and are there more rebates in California?
The answer is yes to both of the questions. There are significantly more attractive rebates and incentives in California when you look at the state rebates than the state of Arizona rebates. Second of all, Walt, you're in the area of about 7.5 to 7.8 cents per kilowatt hour. And if you were just drive a couple of hundred miles over to San Bernardino, they would be at about 13 cents
yeah.
per kilowatt hour.
So that readily halves your ROI on these projects and makes it a little bit more palatable.
That's true. It's you know, the other thing in Arizona is it's really hard for someone to enter into a power purchase agreement because they want such an escalator on the an annual escalator in your contract. And so we had looked at doing it at the Phoenix Business Center across from your hospital.
Yes, sir.
And use it on those parking canopies, and the lowest that anyone would go was a 5.8% annual escalator. Now, you can imagine if you escalate that over 20-year contract term.
Yeah, that takes it away.
It gets extremely pricey, plus you have to ask yourself, do you really believe electric rates are going there?
That stays the question. While I have you here, your attention, what are your projections on water in Phoenix and Arizona? My personal perspective is that is going to be a very expensive commodity down the road, and that we have to be really focused on ways to cut our water use. Your thoughts?
You know, I think that across the country we have some water, and more importantly, the treatment of the water in the sewers, and how to make that that water that goes into as sewer essentially potable for human use. And so it's not only the cost of water itself, it's the cost to treat the water.
That's going up. All right.
And so I have a website that I was just reading a couple of days ago, Walt. I'll send you the link, and then It talks specifically about water that comes off the Colorado, and that's where a lot of our water in Arizona comes from.
Yep. And that is kind of a scary story.
I think you need to read it.
Okay, I'll do that.
Let me underscore, though, something that David said throughout the presentation, and that is that the first and foremost, the most effective thing we can do is not the major capital retrofits that we do that are often struggle for, as you said, ROI. There's no question about it. Major investments have the need for a major payback to make them material. However, when you talk about operational efficiency programming, as the program that we currently have underway at CHW, it is all about running the current equipment you have more efficiently and more effectively. And I believe if all we did in our industry was simply run what we already have in a more effective manner and do a better job of it, we would be looking at dramatic and material reductions in consumption. So I don't think it's always about putting in a very large and expensive piece of equipment, or even whether it's micro turbines, the big latest thing around wind, or any other solar photovoltaic or anything else. It's about using what we have as effectively as we can.
I agree. Thank you.
Your next question comes from the line of John Hudgens.
Hi, this is John Hudgens from the Children's Hospital in Colorado. And you had mentioned that you had 15 major conservation projects that had a total cost of $29.4 million, but zero cost coming out of Catholic West. Is that zero cost a result of your PPA, or was there some other funding mechanism that was utilized?
The $29.4 million is traditional energy conservation programs, boilers, chillers, self-generation engines, etc. That was all funded by a third-party lender, and we essentially make lease payments on that. That's the difference between the gross energy savings and the net energy savings. The difference between the two are the contracts to keep the equipment operational and the debt service.
Got it. Okay. And as a kind of a follow-up, that was you'd mentioned that you were talking about the ROI being important on other capital programs. Here in Colorado, we suffer because we have such cheap coal energy here. We're at about 4.5 cents per kilowatt hour. And so it almost kills any, even though we're in the solar capital of the universe, it kills any projects that we have for even using a PPA, because the lowest day, you know, you talked about trying to drive a 5% discount. off of your current electrical and hold that for 20 years, we end up paying more for our solar electric than we do for our coal. Just a commentary as to the variance over over the country.
You know, that's an excellent point. You know, California has not permitted the use of coal-fired plants since prior to 2001. We had, in fact, when we had rotating outages and rolling blackouts as a result of the failed deregulation attempt, there was, even though the coal-fired plants were still or could still be run, they were not started. And the reason is that if you took a look at the carbon emissions associated with producing 1 megawatt of power from a coal plant versus 1 megawatt of a natural gas-driven plant, it would be probably 3 to 4 times as much carbon dioxide out of the coal plant as out of the natural gas. You know, I would actually encourage you to get on California Climate Action Registry's website and download the new protocol, the new reporting protocol. It's a free download. You can download it. It takes 2 or 3 minutes because it's a large file. But get in there and look at the calculations because it'll help you build algorithms to show, and it sounds like that it financially wouldn't make sense, especially in Colorado right now.
Yeah.
But as rates trend up, it will. You will be able to show financially and environmentally that it makes sense.
Right. I will do that. One last question, and again, I know I'm kind of hitting, it sounds a little bit like a scattergun here, but you'd also talked about your cogeneration at the Marin Medical Center using methane gas. Is that a direct transmission line? In other words, you have a cogeneration plant at the landfill with an electric line coming directly to the hospital, or is it going into the grid and you're somehow purchasing RECs that are based on that particular project?
Yes. The project, it's Marion Medical Center.
Marion, excuse me.
Sure. Marion Medical Center, the cogeneration plant resides on the hospital's property. And the methane gas or the landfill gas, it becomes methane after it's scrubbed. The landfill gas, which is 58 to 60% methane content, is piped from the landfill, and I believe it's a mile and a half to a mile and three quarters away from the hospital. So the gas itself is piped from the landfill over to the hospital, and the hospital uses, or the developer in this case, uses the landfill gas to produce electricity.
Got it.
And so I've never shot a tape measure over to see how close it is, but I mean, it's easily within 100 yards from the facility. The cogen plant.
Got it. Okay, thank you. Those were my three questions.
Thank you.
Once again, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1.
Jeff,
and we're showing no further questions.
Jeff, you were about to highlight something that was said during the program.
Yes. I guess one of the things, there's two issues here. One is that in our case, it's been extremely important to realize that all of our hospital administrators, and I'm sure yours as well, are right now buried in the kinds and the magnitude of questions, everything from universal health care to issues around reimbursement, the challenges they face, both economic and regulatory challenges in day-to-day work, that the compelling story about why they ought to focus on improving the performance of energy and improving their environmental performance can be drowned out or shouted out pretty easily by an awful lot of other things. That's why when David showed you early on two different graphs, and he showed you one that said our energy intensity as an industry is very, very high on a per square foot basis, but our energy intensity as a percentage of the total energy consumed in this country is very, very small, or at least on a relative basis it is. We always approach our administrators with the understanding that we are in context with not being certainly the only people doing this across the country. Healthcare is an important component, but it's not the only component. And we also attempt to balance the three things that David highlighted, social, economic, and environmental, to find the spot where we can make economic sense out of the importance of doing the right environmental thing. And I think, as one CFO has been quoted as saying many times, if it doesn't make dollars, it doesn't make sense. And I think that there's some truth in that, even in the Catholic healthcare paradigm, where we believe currently we can absolutely make huge strides for the environment, but we can do it in an economically viable way. And I think Walt said earlier in his question that maybe the ROI does not work in every facility, certainly across the country, because of the differences in the cost of power. It simply means we have to go about it in a different way. And so I think many of David's slides are an attempt to put the issue in perspective and then say it's important in your own geography to balance the social, economic, and environmental needs in a way that will help healthcare leadership, hospital administrators, hear it and be able to act on it.
I also just wanted to point out, in addition to all of the information we heard today on specific strategies to reduce energy use and some of the alternative energy sources, the program that we had on April 1st in our Energy Leadership Forum energy series talked about one particular hospital, Geisinger, and how they saved $3 million annually without increasing any of their, by doubling their campus size and without increasing any of their energy. They continued to save $3 million annually. And some of the strategies that they use for funding some of those energy efficiency improvements. So if you're interested in specific strategies which are outlined, you might want to take a look at that program and download that audio file. Operator, do we have any more questions?
Once again, it's star one to ask a question.
Okay, well, we're just about rounding the hour, and I would like to thank our faculty for their wonderful presentations and sharing all of the exciting things that Catholic Healthcare West is doing. Again, if you're interested in their Catholic Healthcare West annual report, you can find a link to it on our Green Corner website at premierinc.com/greencorner. Remember to check your email tomorrow for information on how to access a recording of this, and you'll be getting an email asking you to please fill out an evaluation. We really value your feedback. Thanks so much for joining us today, and we wish you a great afternoon. And faculty, please stay on the line. Thank you, and goodbye.
Thank you for your participation. This concludes today's teleconference. You may disconnect at this time.